This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Governor Jared Polis has just vetoed a sweeping social media bill that would require large companies to remove users from the company's platforms who sell guns, drugs, or sex traffic minors. It would also require companies to respond to law enforcement investigations. Polis has concerns about free speech and privacy. He says the government shouldn't force private companies to act as law enforcement. Meanwhile, a bill to make it easier for victims of childhood sexual abuse to sue failed in the state Senate today after Republicans stopped the effort. Minority Leader Paul Lundeen says the measure would have set a dangerous legal precedent.
It upends numerous constitutional and legally settled rights, including principles of legal certainty, the principle of finality of litigation, and other elements of due process.
This is the second year in a row the proposal was killed by Senate Republicans. The Boulder Abortion Clinic is closing after 50 years. The clinic was one of the only medical offices in the nation to provide the procedure in the third term. Dr. Warren Hearn says this is due to a lack of funding and more laws preventing the procedure or punishing physicians who offer it.
All of us who do this work have had increasing difficulty in being able to offer the services. I finally just had to say we can't continue, and it's a breaks my heart, but this is the way it is.
Dr. Hearn says he'll now retire. And the NFL draft has just started just a few minutes ago. CU superstar Travis Hunter is expected to be selected any minute. This is CPR News at 6:06.